finishing up Simon Shin Mem Tes, the Machaber just said in Siv Hey that you're not allowed to carry something pachos me'arba amos even during Minash Mashos and even in a Carmelis. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though pachos me'arba amos is a sveika derabanan and they were making in certain situations, since it's close to becoming a malchado raisa, so then they were gozer even by Bein Hashmashos. And the same thing was true in a Carmelis, that if we're making a Carmelis by Pachos Mayarba Amos, then you might come to carry Dalet Amos at once in a Carmelis as well. If it's Bein Hashmashos and in a Carmelis, so then the Taz and El Yerabah say we could be Mekel. The Be'er Halacha points out that there are some who disagree with the Shulchan Aruch regarding a Carmelis and say that Pachos Mayarba Amos in a Carmelis will be Mutter. The fact that the Taz says that this psak actually comes from the Kolbo is not true, because the Be'er Halacha points out that this isn't found in the Kolbo. The Kolbo is talking about someone who doesn't stop while they're walking, they just continue to walk. The Taz explains that the reason that this is usher is, as we said, that just as Pachos Pachos Dalet Amos during Bein Hashmashos is puzzle is usher because we're afraid that you might come to carry Dalet Amos, so to an Akarmelis the same thing is true. Therefore, according to Rashi, who says that during Bein Hashmashos, Pachos Pachos Nidalat Amos is Mutter, so then we should be Mekel by a Carmelis also. However, according to Vilna Gaon, who says that anything that they Asar, Mishim Shvus, and Rosh Hashanah is going to be Asar and a Carmelis as well, then this will be Asar also, even if we are Mekel during Bein Hashmashos. But even Rashi, who is Mekel by a Bein Hashmashos or by a Carmelis, it could be that's only for Dvar Mitzvah purposes. But according to Tosos and others who hold that during Bein Hashmashos, Pachos Pachos Midal Amos is Aser, then again it will be Aser in a Carmelis also. And maybe even Litzorich Mitzvah. So the Be'er Halacha is really not sure. And the Ha'aris of the Shon Halachos explains that the Be'er Halacha is not sure if on the Chachamim were Matir Shvus Deshvus to Derabanan Litzorich Mitzvah, is that only when there's no Maisa involved, such as a non-Jew is doing it, or even when a Maisa is involved, where you're actually moving the object, and he's not sure about it. And the Chazon Ish Paskin L'Maisa, that whether it be Bein Hashmashos or in a Carmelis, Pachos Pachos Midal Ramos is going to be Mutter Litzorich Mitzvah. And so too, someone who is in shul when Shabbos starts, or they leave a boat on Shabbos, and he has things that he doesn't want to leave in those places, then he'd be allowed to walk without stopping in the middle, so that the Akira be in Rosh HaSayachar and the Anacha be in Rosh HaSayachar also in the way of a Carmelis. A person is allowed to stand in Rosh HaSayachid and stick his hand out into Rosh HaSarabim and move objects as long as it's something that he doesn't need in that Rosh HaSayachid. He can move it in the Rishas Harabim. As long as he doesn't move it, Dalet Amos in the Rishas Harabim. We're not afraid he's going to bring them into the Rishas Hayachid because he doesn't need the stuff there. Hilkach, therefore, we say, Mutter lamo b'rishas harabim, lito mafteach b'rishas hayachid, v'liftoach sham, you're allowed to stand in the rishas harabim and pick up a key in a rishas hayachid in order to open it there. The chem rishas hayachid, rishas harabim, and the opposite would be true as well. The Mishnah Berurah points out it must be that the key is already in a place in the rishas hayachid, and you're just picking it up and putting it into the door, but you're not actually moving it or transferring Rishuyos. If you're over on the Yisr Hotza, then for sure it would be a problem. So it must be that there's an area in front of the house which the key is in, which is Rishus HaYachid as well, such as a porch or something like that. So you're just reaching into the porch from the Rishus HaRabim and putting the key into the door and not actually transferring Rishus. We're not afraid that you're going to take the key into the Rishus HaRabim where you're standing because you have no reason to take it into the Rishus HaRabim. But you can't stand in Rosh HaSayachin and stick your head out into the Rosh HaSarabim in order to drink, or vice versa. Unless you put the majority of your body in there. Since you need the water, we're afraid you're going to bring the water into the Rosh HaSayachin where you are standing. You could stand Rishas HaYachar, Rishas HaRabim, and drink from a Carmelis, or vice versa, and we don't make the Gzeira in such a situation. Some say that objects which you need are nice objects which you need, but if they're objects which are not nice, then you'd be allowed to drink from those, even if you just stick your head out and not the majority of your body. What the Mishnah Berurah says, that the ikar is like the first opinion. Ushar tiltulim chutz mi shtia, filu kelim naim, matalatatal, other carryings besides for drinking, even kelim naim, you're allowed to move. Shalo gazur ela bekelim naim, ubishosa behem, they only were gozer in the specific situation of nice kelim or drinking. Shahuma karvan lafiv, which you'll bring into your mouth, close to your mouth to drink. But again, we said it really applies to all kelim when it comes to drinking, that we make such a gzeirah.